Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Chicago bringing this back. 17 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website's on smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Third Ingredient, or the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with the awesome Gordon Chang. Gordon G. Chang. At Gordon G. Chang is the Twitter handle. I encourage you to find him there and all the things that he writes. Gordon, thanks again for being here. And folks, also his books. Don't forget The Nuclear Showdown, also The Coming Collapse of China. Gordon, Gordon's been hanging out with us now for 8 years or so. Hey, Gordon, as you know, since before you started hanging out with us, I was talking about World War III, and I began using that term when I saw China attacking us from a cybersecurity standpoint with impunity. And it upset me, and so I started calling it World War III because I consider that to be an invasion. It's a 21st century digital age invasion. Now we've had a bio invasion. Never mind if it was intentional or not. We have been invaded. Now we're learning about these microwaves that are happening on our soil. And this week there was news about China preparing for World War III with bioweapons. There is part of their plan. What do you think? They use the term World War III.
Yes, and China has a doctrine of unrestricted warfare, which comes from the title of that 1999 book by two Chinese Air Force colonels. So they are willing to use any tactic to weaken the United States and indeed to conduct what looks like World War III. It's a very different type of conflict. It's below the line of kinetic activity. But nonetheless, this is what they've been doing to us.
But it's not hyperbole because their goal of overtaking us is the same.
Well, it's not just overtaking us. It is destroying American society.
Yeah, that's my point. That's declaring war, isn't it?
Well, it certainly is. I mean, there's competition in the international system. Like, we compete with France, for instance, people say.
Yeah.
And President Biden looks at China as a competitor. But no, it's more than just a competitor, and it's more than just an adversary. It's an enemy. And the failure of the president and the failure of his predecessors to acknowledge that this is indeed an enemy is leading the United States to a point where, for instance, 582,000 Americans have been killed by a disease that China intentionally released beyond its borders. We don't know the origin of the coronavirus, but we do know that Xi Jinping, the Chinese ruler, took steps to make sure that this disease passed from China's borders and infected everybody else.
So you're saying here on this show that you think it was not an accident?
We don't know how it first started.
Allowing it to get out across the world was not an accident because we know the outfit stated, don't we?
Well, we do know. We know a couple things. First of all, we know that China lied about the contagiousness of this disease.
Right.
They formally admitted that on January 20 of last year, but they knew no later than the second week of December of 2019 that it was highly contagious, and they may have known about it in August of 2019 if you look at a Harvard Medical School study.
Right.
But they not only lied about contagiousness, at the same time they pressured countries to accept arrivals from China without restrictions.
Which
at the same time
pandemic.
They were locking down their own country.
Yeah, which created the pandemic. And Trump was hassled because he shut down our borders in end of January. Trump was moving, he was moving in the right direction toward reality with China, wasn't he?
Yes. On January 31st of last year, he imposed those travel restrictions and quarantines on arrivals from China. Now, as you point out, he should do more. But let's remember why he didn't. He took enormous heat from a guy named, for instance, Joe Biden,
right,
who called that move xenophobic.
Right.
And this is the problem, because on January 26th of this year, that same guy now sitting in the White House issues an executive order on xenophobia. So clearly this is a trend in Joe Biden's thinking. But, yeah, the president
in terms,
Trump,
of China, Gordon, in terms of China, is America weaker with a President Biden?
Yeah, well, it certainly is, because Biden doesn't view China in the terms that are appropriate.
Why, you know, why, how would you miss this? How would you, I'm trying to understand how you would miss this. You know, even if you're a pacifist, somebody punches you in the nose, you know, that's got to, you know, raise some energy somewhere. What do you think?
To me, it's inexplicable. But Biden has this view of China, which is outdated. It's formed in a much earlier period when virtually everybody in Washington, every policymaker, believe that we should try to integrate China into the international system and that we should try to help and strengthen the Communist Party. I think that view was mistaken, but it was shared by everybody. So you can't blame Biden for that.
Well, that's, you're right. He's not alone in this, but I do want to quote Robert Gates, probably one of the most nonpartisan operators in Washington I've ever heard of. He said, as you well know, famously now, Biden has been on the wrong side of almost every a geopolitical issue in 40 years. What do you think? Last thoughts.
Yes. Well, the way I look at Biden is that he has an obligation to defend us. He's not doing it to the extent that he should. Yeah. And his view of China just hasn't changed. Despite all of the obvious bad behavior from Beijing, he hasn't changed his view of
Every
China.
Every American citizen has to understand that your neighbor is not your enemy. China, the Chinese government, the CCP, Xi Jinping, ladies and gentlemen, is your enemy. They are your real enemy. We are at war with them. World War III. I'm Jim Blasey. Oh, by the way, it's not a Cold War.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.